If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the rules of fasting according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. Imagine that a person who's fasting had planned to reach his place of residence or hometown before the call to prayer at noon, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Well, but along the way, something comes up, like an accident, all right?
Yeah.
And that caused the individual, in fact, to delay to reach his destination, which is basically his place of residence.
Yeah.
So imagine that situation, and then he does not reach his residency in time.
Yeah.
If he's fasting, we were imagining that he was fasting, is his fast, first of all, valid? Does he have to pay, let's say, kafara for this? Or only performing the qada will be sufficient?
Good. We understand that it's not permissible for for a man or a woman to fast while traveling, because a person who travels 8 farsakh or 44 kilometers mm-hmm. is not allowed to fast if he is not a professional traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
like a driver.
Now, a person cannot make niyyah of a traveler cannot make niyyah of fasting when he is outside his hometown. No matter where he is, he cannot make, niyyah of fasting. And, of course, making such a niyyah is invalid. It's sinful because it's haram to fast. It's not something we can choose to fast, or mm-hmm. it is permissible to fast, but then we can choose not to fast.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the case. It is, according to Islamic Sharia, it is forbidden to fast. And let's also understand that the Sharia rulings we should accept the Sharia rulings without having to look for the reason or look for the philosophy. We have to be very much submissive. We should submit ourselves to what the Shia scholars have extracted and adapted from the sources like the Quran and Sunnah. So as a traveler, it's haram to make niyyah of fasting. And of course, if a person happens, and I'm just trying to say it again, if a person happens to arrive in his hometown before midday, and if he did not eat anything,
mm-hmm.
If he did not eat anything, and all of a sudden he realizes, okay, today I did not eat anything. I arrived from a particular city. I did not eat anything. So let's make niyyah fasting.
Mm-hmm.
He has time to make niyyah. Before midday. Because
right.
he, out of, let's say, perchance, he did not eat anything, and he did not intend to fast. But okay, he found out that he has now, he found himself in his hometown, and then he should fast because he did not have, he did not eat anything. He had the right to eat, okay?
Yes.
But he did not eat, and now he has arrived in his hometown. He has to make niyyah fasting, and it will be counted as one day of fasting.
So isn't the niyyah necessary for fasting before sahar?
No. That's right. When you are in your hometown, you have to make niyyah fasting,
okay.
But when you are on a journey, you cannot make niyyah fasting. You cannot make niyyah before sahar when you are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you happen to arrive, as a matter of accident. Yes, you arrived in your hometown.
Yes, I understand.
Now before midday, and you can now choose to, you should actually fast and make niyyah when you have just arrived in your hometown.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Stick with us.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and newly asked questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the Ramadan and fasting related Islamic laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And I have Sheikh Javid with me in the studio. Can a person, Sheikh Javid, fast when he abandons or leaves his hometown after midday?
Mm-hmm.
What about fasting in the morning while one is still on a journey?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because many people do not want to break their fast. And they want to, for example, leave their hometown for another city when they are still fasting. So obviously, when you are in your hometown, you must be fasting. You must make niyyah fasting, and you cannot break it as long as you are in your city, in your village, or in your watan or hometown. But if you want to observe fast on that day, you cannot leave the city before midday. So you can leave your hometown after midday. When the azan for the midday prayer has been said, then you can leave the city, your hometown, and observe fasting on that day. And it will be necessary, because you cannot break your fast on that day. So you have to fast because you have set off.
Mm-hmm.
After midday. And no matter how, where you go and how long, how far you go,
yes,
because you have left your hometown after midday,
mm-hmm.
you should observe fast on that day.
I see. Okay, another question would be about a passenger or a flight attendant on board or aboard an airplane flying at a high altitude and bound for a very distant or faraway city. Probably it's a 2 or 3 hour flight. And we all know that for the benefit of the health,
yeah.
Health of the body, they have to drink, in fact, every 20 minutes to maintain their equilibrium. Do they have to also pay kafara for this in addition to performing the qada of the fast?
You know, either a passenger or a crew member, okay, we have to differentiate between them.
Mm-hmm.
A passenger is a passenger. Okay, a traveler who happens to be a traveler or a passenger, he cannot
yes.
fast when he
mm-hmm.
is, you know, unless he travels in the evening or after
yes.
midday, so he has to fast, because even if he's, let's say, even if he's trying, if he's fast, traveling a very long distance, but since he's traveling after midday, he has to fast. But when it comes to crew member, or maybe the pilot who steers, or who, let's say, flies the airplane,
mm-hmm.
or the captain, you know,
yes,
you know, if his work or the work of the, let's say, the cabin crew is necessary for them, and they cannot take a leave, and this is what Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says, you know, they cannot take a leave or find another source of income. And fasting in such a case is going to be harmful for them, then they are allowed to break their fast by drinking water and of course it will be necessary for them to make up for that fast later after the month of Ramadan, because the qada becomes obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's very much important for the crew members to take care of the passengers, to be very much alert, and to safely, let's say, guide the airplane to the destination, then it will be necessary. Of course, they can, according to what Ayatollah Khamenei says, they can break their fast, but the qada is obligatory. There is no kafara in
mm-hmm.
this scenario.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Malajah ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Lahum.
الظاهر والباطن